this week's parsha, we see the first example of transmission of Jewish leadership when Moshe appoints Yehoshua to be the manhig in his place. And how does Hashem describe Yehoshua? Vayomer shel Moshe kach lechas Yehoshua ben Nun ish asher ruach bo, a man with ruach in him. What does it mean, ruach, a man of spirit? So the Targum Onkelos translates, I think, the simplest way. Dvar loch yas Yehoshua bar Nun gvar di ruach nevuah bei. What's a spirit? A spirit is a ruach hakodesh, a spirit of nevuah, right? That he is inspired by Hashem and receives a message from Hashem. He has a ruach nevuah. In order to lead the people, what do you need? You need the true values and the true derech in leadership and the emes of how to make decisions, which comes from Hashem and from His Torah, and ideally through a ruach of nevuah. Rashi, though, says a different pshat. Rashi says, why did Moshe open by saying Yivkod Hashem Elokei haruchos lechol basar? Right, he connects this ruach to the earlier ruchos lechol basar. What are ruchos lechol basar? The ruach of every single person. Has to do with the fact that everyone has their own spirit, not with the spirit of nevuah. Has to have to do with the spirit that animates every person. And Rashi says, Hashem asked that, he says, Ribono Shalom, Golov Yodul Vanecha, Daitosh Lekolech Ve'echad, Ve'ein Adom L'Zel. You know everyone's different, everyone's unique. Everyone has their own story, everyone has their own perspective. Mani Le'im Manashi of Sovel Kolech Ve'echad Fi Daito. Appoint someone who will be able to handle, be able to tolerate the individuality and appreciate the individuality of every Jew. So, Rashi says, therefore, why does Hashem pick Yehoshua? Kasher sha'alta she'yoholalo k'neged rucho shel kolecha ve'echad. Exactly what you asked. He can go with the spirit of each person. He can appreciate and understand where each person is coming from. Ultimately, I think, with this between Onkelos and Rashi here, Onkelos, who's based on just the pshat of the normal word ruach, that's what we think it means, and Rashi, who connects this ruach to two psukim, Elokei ruchos l'chol basar, that's really the secret of Jewish leadership, right? If you only have ruach nevuah, you know the truth. You know what the right answer is. You know what we should do. But you don't understand where each person is coming from, then it's very nice. You'll sit there, you'll know the truth, you'll know what to do, but no one will follow you and you won't have hashpah anyone and you're not a leader. If all the leader knows is where everyone's holding and appreciates each person and how great they are and appreciates their uniqueness and what their perspective is, but just like lets everyone do their own thing, and you know, it's like modern liberal society, you know, I appreciate it. Everyone's different and everyone should do their own thing, that's wonderful, and that's not leadership. That's just pandering to people doing whatever they want. The key is this combination that you have the Ruach Nevuah, but you know to take this Ruach Nevuah, and I think Rashi's very meduyik. When Hashem says to Moshe, he doesn't say just can understand and appreciate each person. Sheyocho laloch keneged ruchok shel kol echad ve'echad. Okay, without getting into what exactly keneged means in Chumash, maybe it doesn't mean exactly opposite, but it means facing, it means over against. He doesn't say you can go lefi daito shel kol echad ve'echad. It's not a leader to let everyone do their own thing and give everyone exactly what they want. That's not leadership. It's keneged daito shel kol echad. You have to somehow face them, go against them, but you have to know, you have to get people to some place where they're not there yet. You have to teach people a message of ruach nevuah that they don't yet have. You have to get them to change. But the only way to get a message to people is lefi daishel kol echad ve'echad, if you understand where everyone's holding and what they need in order to improve and to grow and to get to the ultimate truth, then you could be a leader. If you just go with what people are, you don't know anything. If you just know the truth, you don't know anything. If you just preach the truth the same way to everyone, then you're not a leader. A leader is someone who appreciates what's special about each person, but also appreciates that each person, wherever they are, wherever they're special, has to grow and has to learn and has to become deeper and has to become greater and has to grow in Torah and Yerushalayim. And if you know how to bring the true message of Torah and Yerushalayim to each person based on where they're holding and how they need to grow, then you're a true leader.